Hello and welcome to The Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. In this edition, we continue our mini-series on Swiss musicians. And while last time we featured a country music duo based in Zurich, this time we meet a jazz singer who grew up in the Lucerne countryside.
My name is Gabriella Martino, and I'm originally from Switzerland, and I came to the States in 2008. And the reason was because I wanted to study jazz. Then I graduated, stayed here, work as a freelance musician now. I'm a composer. I work for different people in different projects. I have my own booking agency as well, and teach at Berkeley. More diversity here, so there's a lot of African Americans, and obviously they play a very, very important role in that kind of music that I'm doing, jazz, R&B, funk, soul, etc. So that's a big plus for me because I can learn from them one-to-one.
When you first see her with her sleek red bob and glossy fingernails, it's kind of surprising to learn that Gabriella Martino was raised on a farm. But in fact, it's the memories of her rural youth that power some of her music.
My new album that I just recorded in May is called Homage to Gremlis. And it's basically a dedication to the farm that I grew up on in Switzerland. And it talks about the farm life of my parents and the hard work of my father and my mother, with the cycle of the seasons, the beautiful nature, lots of cows and pigs we had. But it also brings in my new world now, let's say, for 11 years. With the contrasty New York or Boston vibe.
It's bittersweet because the family recently had to give up the farm. When I first met Gabriella, she was visiting family near Lucerne. We met at her old home, a traditional farmhouse that was being renovated for the new tenants. She turned up on a bicycle that she'd borrowed from her sister, who still lives nearby.
Yeah, this used to be the pig stable. Now a little empty. There's some moss here and some branches, some leaves. But yeah, this was full of 88 pigs, just as many as the piano keys. I always made fun of that.
Later, I met her again, this time in Boston, Massachusetts, on the campus of the Berklee College of Music. Again, she showed up for her meeting on a bike, something that a lot of locals wouldn't dare on account of the heavy traffic. But to be successful in such a competitive industry, you have to be bold. And it's in America that Gabriella has been able to develop and thrive as a musician. She's still somewhat torn between the two worlds, a feeling she expresses in her music. Into this big, big
wild world. I have, for example, one tune that's called This Country, That Country. So it's really like, I don't know, I can't say one or the other is better. It's just they're both so exciting in each way. It has some yodeling in there, but the verse is more like an R&B ballad, let's say. So I'm really trying to mix the two worlds. What I really like here is the diversity. the different people and learning from each other. But I feel a lot like people here don't always dare to say what they really think. In Switzerland, it's sometimes bluntly like, just, no, I didn't like what you did there. And I'm like, okay. I prefer something in the middle. That's me. Maybe that's the neutral thing about Switzerland. But yeah, it's honesty is to me very important.
That was Swiss jazz singer Gabriella Martina performing with her band. Visit us at swissinfo.ch to watch a video showing her in concert, as well as on location both in Boston and Lucerne. We produce this podcast every few weeks. The topics vary, but it's always an interesting story about people with some sort of a Swiss connection. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook to find out about the next one, or better yet, subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks for listening, and thank you to my co-producer, Michele Andina, as well as to studio technician Donnie Wheeler. Signing off for all of us here, I'm Susan Masika. There is this and that country between the two. I have one big family. Diversity of people means love to me. Before I get on board, tears don't show. Out of sight they flow, sound touched the naked seed of my soul. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Fabio Canich. I'm the host of another Swiss Info podcast, The Geldcast. I'm a journalist and lecturer on international monetary policies. In my podcast, I talk to finance experts, politicians, and people in the banking industries on money-related topics. This podcast is from the land of money, Switzerland. It is published bi-weekly on YouTube. Highly valuable content, but free to listen to.